All day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Turn your radio up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.
WATB 1420 AM, KAZI 88.7 FM. We are the Cool Kids Morning Show, and I'm your host, Zion, the great I am, and I'm joined by my super sexy co-host, Harmony Love. What's good, Harmony Love?
It's all good, Z. What's up?
Yeah, man, we back at it again. Hey, we're going to keep on banging these shows, show after show after show. We ain't stopping, baby. But yo, what's on the docket for the day?
You know, we all about pop culture and television over here.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, later on we have an interview with London Brown. He's a cast member of HBO's Ballers, and it also stars The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, man. Ballers. Man, if y'all ain't catching Ballers, man, I don't know. Y'all must be under a rock, or either y'all just don't have cable. But Ballers is all that, man. Ballers is all about the story.
Okay, so it's starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and he is like a NFL finance guy. So he helps these NFL players, you know, help, you know, manage their money, you know, put their money in good places. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's like scouting, like an agent, but, you know, he also, you know, helping upcoming athletes close that big deal.
Now, season 5 is supposed to have been premiered, but nobody has any idea, because HBO is keeping it on the hush, of when they are going to air the next season. So we got to have something to watch in the meantime.
Yeah, but truth be told, you know, the reason why they probably pushing back, because, you know, The Rock is a busy man right now. He got a lot of movies coming out. He got that new Jumanji with, you know, shout out to Kevin Hart. And he also doing the film with Idris Elba. You know what I'm saying?
That's Hobbs and Shaw. That's like a Fast and Furious, like,
yeah,
spinoff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, who else is also busy on HBO is Issa Rae. So I'm kind of a little perturbed that it has not been announced when the next season's supposed to come out. Now, it's supposed to come out usually the same time as Ballers, and it's nowhere in sight because she's just as busy.
Yeah, shout out to Issa Rae, because she just did that little. You know, that little is like a spinoff, or better yet, let me say, it's like a millennial version of Big. If y'all, you know, if you don't know what Big is, you know, just Google Big. With who was the star of Big?
It was Danny DeVito, and it was
Was it Danny DeVito?
Yeah. Yes, it was. It was Danny DeVito, and it was
no.
Schwarzenegger. Yes,
no.
It was.
No.
Arnold.
No, I think you got your movie.
Listeners. Okay, listeners, how about you just look it up and you say who right?
I thought Big was about the little boy and the other comedian actor. And remember when they was dancing on their little keyboard thing?
Oh, man, you right. Oh, my bad. You know what? So see, basically, that? Little is based off of a couple type of movies. So you know what? Listen, just look it up. You got to stay tuned. And Marseille Martin, she's 14. She executive produced that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's a good look. You know what? Also, y'all need to catch up on y'all Netflix and chill. Because Stranger Things 3 was all that and then some.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, Stranger Thing, matter of fact, I think they already got cleared for season 4.
I know. The other one, the ink hadn't even dried on the last one, I'm telling you.
You know what? Speaking of season 4, Atlanta. FX's Atlanta has already got the green light for season 4, and they ain't even start shooting season 3 yet.
And we don't even know when season 3 gonna come out, because Childish Gambino, he's just as busy as The Rock, and he just as busy as Issa Rae, okay?
Hey, they just as busy as us.
But you know what? Okay, so listen. You got other shows to watch. You got Queen Sugar on TV.
Oh, Queen Sugar on OWN Network is killing it.
I'm talking about, it's so good this season. And the character Nova has written a book about her family, a tell-all book. You can't miss that one.
Yeah, don't get a whole story away, though.
All right, but listen. TLC has the reality show 90 Day Fiancé. And let me tell you, they be clowning on that show.
I hate your family. I hate your family. I hate your family.
You is clowning. But anyway, you need to check out Pedro and Chantel, because they doing the most, okay?
My family and Chantel.
But also, too, Queen of the South on USA.
Yeah. Hey, Hey, bros. Hey, that Queen of the South, it goes hard, bro. It's just like, it's like the female version of Scarface. I kid you not.
Yeah, Alice Braga, she is doing it. She stars in it. Y'all also remember her from I Am Legend with Will Smith.
Yeah.
So, listeners, stay tuned. We just gave y'all a whole list of stuff that y'all can watch while y'all waiting for Ballers to come on. And stay tuned as well. In this hour, we will be interviewing London Brown.
Hey, but you know what? Shout out to Marlon, man. Because, you know, Marlon really killing it on Netflix. And he just came out with this other one called Sextuplets.
Yeah, stay tuned. You got to watch it. And it's funny. Marlon Wayne's pretty funny.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to them Leos, man. Hey, KAZI 88.7, WATB 1420 AM. We're the Cool Kids Morning Show. Zion the Great I Am. And I'm joined by...
It's Harmony Love.
Yeah, keep it locked, baby.
Hi, I'm Nicole Ari Parker.
And I'm Boris Kodrow, and we love to hang out with Harmony Love and Zion Archangel on Pop Life.
Coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate, baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake, charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face, cop a new coupe, no top, this is Caliway. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate, baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake, charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face, cop a new coupe, no top, this is Caliway. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody die. Drop a little check, get active action. Baby face savage, gon' pull up blasting. Drop top coming down, sunset smashing. Drop top coming down, sunset smashing. Magic with the ratchet made these bitches disappear. Itty bitty bitches in my mansion, listen here. Itty bitty bitch, I run the city like the mill. The bitch with the red ponytail in her hair. Riding this beat like a motherfucking snail. Playing with the bands like a bankroll. Puck up full of honcho hundos. Gotta keep the nine like Rondo. Cop a new condo, pronto, rolling back woods, no fonto, fuck no. Beheaded, you 10 shots out the Bronco, you bitch mad, cause she ain't the one though. Coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate, baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake, charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face, cop a new coupe, no top, this is Caliway. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate, baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake, charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face, cop a new coupe, no top, this is Caliway. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody die.
Souls in the Cartier, yeah, hoes getting naughty, yeah, 44, leave a little hole in that body, yeah, money hoes, but you got more than that body, yeah, bitch, 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 bitch. Boy, get up out of here, we doing it about it, them broke hoes, get up for a throwing it about it, had a redhead with me, they know a little yachty, had 41 millimeter face, first 48, bust down water, got a flood, now the rolling face, money made, more than make, lot of hoes, more than take, new car, stole the place, smash like go to state, nigga tripping, telling me, can get it by the shoulder blade, AK, chopping my bitch, we just going days, 30 in the dirty, on my hip, going both ways, I've been up 4 days, dropping out the
coming
whole
out
way.
Hard like 88, make a bitch levitate, baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake, charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face, cop a new coupe, no top, this is Caliway. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate, baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake, charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face, cop a new coupe, no top, this is Caliway. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody die.
What's up? It's your girl Amber Rose, and no matter where I go, you know I keep it locked on the best morning show in the country.
ASAP Rocky testifies at his assault trial in Sweden, and we have all the details. Hi guys, it's Lisa Braun for Hollywood Life with the latest on ASAP Rocky. He appeared in a Swedish court for the first time this morning. He, along with his cousin and a friend, were arrested after allegedly attacking a 19-year-old man in Stockholm last month. A video of this incident was posted online, but Rocky says he acted in self-defense. Celebrities like Kim Kardashian and even the president have rallied in his defense. His manager claims he received unfair treatment. Well, after nearly a month in jail, Rocky's trial has started. TMZ reports he told the court two men appeared, quote, fearless as they confronted him and his crew. Rocky begged them to get away, adding they were impossible to reason with and even suggested they were high on drugs. The rapper said they wouldn't leave them alone, which prompted his security guard to push one of them away. While on the stand, Rocky admitted he and his crew jumped the alleged victim, but only after they threw punches at his bodyguard. Legal officials are trying to figure out if Rocky went too far by hitting the alleged victim with the bottle, though Rocky denies hitting anyone. He also explained he posted his own videos because he thought TMZ did not show the aggressiveness of the alleged victims. He ended with an emotional plea to the judges, saying, quote, "I spent a month in Sweden. This is my fifth or sixth time here. I have seen the most beautiful architecture and the not-so-nice things. I want my name to be cleared, justice for all. Now, Rocky was originally in Sweden to perform, but his arrest has caused him to cancel several shows, losing millions of dollars. If Rocky's found not guilty, the Swedish government could be forced to pay him millions for all the money he lost. However, Rocky told the court today he doesn't want the money, adding he can just earn that back. What he wants is justice. But all right, guys, we'll keep you updated if anything else happens. And in the meantime, make sure to click the sub, like, and bell for all the latest. Bye.
This is at Real London Brown from HBO's Ballers, hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
DJ Khaled. You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Up top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up.
When you ride in that drop, you can't explain it. What you been waiting on this whole time? I blow the brains out of your mind. And I ain't talking about physically, I'm talking about mentally. She looking, she look like she nasty. Looking, she look like she classy. Looking, just look at her dancing. Look at her, she looking, I took her to the mansion.
You sneak out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night it changed your whole life. Pop top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rich, I ain't got no chain. Not on the list, I ain't got no name. But we in it, bitch, I'm not no lame. And I keep it Ben Franklin, I'm not gonna change. A lot of these old messy. I just want you and your bestie. I don't got that answer for whenever you text me. It's multiple choice, you don't wanna test me. Choosing a squad. She tryna choose between me, Justin Quay, and a sword. She told me that she love that I make music for God. I told her I would let her see that f***ing blood.
You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Pop top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Me sitting up, demanding my attention, had to give it up. Look like somebody designed you, dropped it gorgeous. You made me wanna live it up. Your presence is critical, moving my soul, yeah, you're spiritual. They hate it when you notice me, make everybody else invisible. Breaking all the rules, so above the law. I'll be your excuse.
Damn right.
You don't go wrong, no. You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Off top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kylie Jenner is facing major backlash over her new birthday makeup collection. Plus, Kylie and Khloe tease a boozy makeup tutorial. Hi guys, it's Lisa B for Hollywood Life, and happy Friday, we made it. In today's video, we're going to talk about how the Kardashians are about to get all my money. Earlier this summer, Rob launched a streetwear line called Halfway Dead, and now Kim's helping him promote it. She posted this on her gram wearing the moonshine tee. The best part, your wallet won't totally hate you because it costs $38. And guess what else you can buy under $40? Kendall and Kylie's new swimsuit collection. The sisters teamed up with Canadian brand Arden, and every single piece is chic, trendy, and affordable. Sticking with this money theme, Kylie just revealed her new birthday makeup collection. The theme, you guessed it, money. She posted an overload of content on her Instagram stories promoting her new line. While the products look really pretty, seeing her face on a $100 bill is a tad cringeworthy. However, she explained she'll be putting the money to good use.
Is one of my favorite collections. It was so much fun to create. But the money collection is much bigger than what it seems. I am giving back. Actually, I do mean we, because we are doing this together. You guys are gonna help me get back in a huge, huge way. All I wanted for my birthday was to do this money collection and give it all away. So stay tuned for more details.
Shortly after, she decided to film a makeup tutorial with Chloe, but plot twist, they're apparently wasted.
Ahead of me, so I've taken five.
No, you just, did you just
I
take
just
one?
Took five. You took five. So now okay. I'm about to take six.
We've both taken five shots. Oh, yeah. We're about to film the drunk get ready with me.
Oh, crap.
Stay tuned for the reveal.
Okay, they look really good if they're actually five shots deep. Also, don't try this at home, kids. Now let's rewind for a hot sec. Even though Kylie said she's giving away her earnings to charity, she's receiving tons of shade from almost everyone on social media. People are calling her out for flaunting her wealth and having a tone-deaf theme. One person wrote, "Looks like Kylie Jenner's ready to make everyone feel poor and show off what it's like being born into money again." Meanwhile, others are noticing the irony of Kai literally making a money theme line, but has an eyeshadow called Money Ain't Everything. Regardless, the collection launches on her birthday, August 10th. But all right, guys, let us know your thoughts on Kylie's money line in the comments below, and do us a solid by clicking that sub, like, and bell button. Also, if you want to follow me on social media, I'm Bron LA. Bye.
I'm Young Bae from Blackpink Crew on VH1. I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
I've been thinking about you. Who's stuck in your head at night? Wonder if I ever cross your mind. Keeping you up in your bed at night. I've been thinking about you. I can't get you off the brain. Loving you is something strange. Don't get me wrong, I ain't.
Don't you go nowhere. Don't you go nowhere. Hey, keep it locked. This is your girl, Shirley Murdoch, and you're listening to Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
All day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion, the Archangel, and your girl, Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music. Turn your radios up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.
KAZI 88.7 FM, WATB 1420 AM, and Pop Life Radio. I'm your host today, Allison. And Pop Life listeners, we have coming up soon the Season 5 premiere of Ballers on HBO. Today, we have one of the stars right here to talk about the next season. He plays Reggie on the hit series playing opposite Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's with us today to talk about the show and to fill us in on what he's been doing. Let's welcome back to Pop Life Radio comedian and actor and photographer, London Brown.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
How are you doing today, London?
I have no complaints. I'm alive, but that's enough for me right there.
Right? That's a plus.
Absolutely.
Living life. So when will Season 5 of Ballers be premiering?
I think Season 5 picks up in August, I believe. I don't know the exact date, but the rumor is August.
Yeah, the internet's been kind of hush-hush lately when it comes to spilling the beans, so we were kind of wondering when it's going to happen. What can we expect from your character, Reggie, this season?
In Season 5, people can expect to experience a much more mature Reggie. In Season 1, he didn't really know the numbers, but he had the talk. So in Season 5, I think people can experience the talk with the numbers. He's definitely more involved in this process with the negotiation side of things, and he's putting his foot down, and I think he has just a lot more presence this season.
That's great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing how your character develops more.
Yeah, I think people can enjoy will enjoy seeing this upgraded version of Reggie this season.
So let me know if I'm assuming too much, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say you plan on being an actor for as long as possible, right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
So whose long-term career in the industry would you say you admire and wouldn't mind maybe getting a few tips and pointers from?
Off top, one of the first ones that come to mind is Will Smith. Will Smith just has a really dope like ability that works well on screen and off screen. I think he makes good choices. Another is, of course, the obvious Denzel Washington makes. I like the changes that Mr. Washington has been able to make within his career. At first, he was playing the hero in a lot of the films, and then we saw him going to the action with Book of Eli, or even with the first change I think most of us saw was the villain that he played in Training Day. Then we saw the action side come out with the Book of Eli. Then we saw the comedic side come out with Two Guns. So,
right.
And I just liked how we can't put him in a box anymore. I think at one point people put him in a box as far as being the nice guy. Some people might have, but I definitely learned some stuff from his choices.
Right, and being well-rounded is such an important quality when being an actor, I feel.
Absolutely, 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 for sure.
So do you have anything else going on except for Ballers right now?
Yeah, actually, I start this other project, I think in a couple of weeks. I'm right now just reading the script, and I'm seeing how it works. But right so far, I've been enjoying scripts I've been going through. So probably we'll be trying to ink that situation pretty soon, you know. But yeah, that came to me, so we'll see, man. It should be pretty good. It's different from what I've done, but I don't ever really say too much of nothing until it's something. So right. Well, maybe our next interview, we'll go into the details of this, you know, but right now I'm just waiting to take the offer or not, you know, but it,
right.
You know, outside of that, I'll be going on the road again, touring, you know, when I'm not filming, I'll be in the clubs for comedy. So those things are kind of, they're all kind of picking back up again now that we finish with the show.
So, I heard a little rumor that you like to dress your women. Can you tell me a little more about that?
You heard a rumor I like to dress my women. Well, let's not say women plural. It ain't like that, but, and by what I meant by that is that I just think that the way we dress can create a lot of energy, and I'm into energy. So I will suggest to a woman ideas that I feel would bring out her best qualities. It's never about a control thing. It's just really, sometimes I've dated women and dressing isn't necessarily their forte. So if it's like that, then I will, you know, with a lot of gentility, offer them ideas I think would bring out what is already there. So, you know, because I remember one time, this was a minute ago, a while ago, and my mind has always been on this, but I remember one time this woman wanted to go out, and I have a few of these stories, but this one in particular, this woman told me the reason she was wearing what she was wearing was because her other clothes were dirty. And I was like,
what?
Like, are you serious?
That's like, crazy. You don't ever tell somebody that.
Yo, I was like, what's going on here? And so, anyway, you know, sometimes being out on a date, it's just, sometimes a woman will ask a man, she says, hey, where are we going? And she'll base her outfit on the venue. And I don't think it should necessarily so much be that. I think the first thought is what kind of guy are you dealing with? Because if that guy is a well-dressed man, then that should tell you right there, wherever the venue is, it should be well-dressed. I know for sure, I've gone on dates, and I had one particular restaurant in mind, and when I saw how the girl was dressed, we went to go eat how she was dressed. And let me just put it that way. Now, is it a deal breaker? No, absolutely not. But I just think that I'm like, if I'm paying for the meal, if I'm picking you up, I'm going to have a haircut and my hands going to be clean. And if we were to run into any of her friends, she ain't got to ever worry about feeling embarrassed about what's going on with me.
Exactly. So you're not physically picking out this outfit. You're just making a suggestion. Hey, I like heels. I like this. And then expecting them to wear that.
Yeah, it's that too. I mean, I've done both where sometimes, you know, if the girl says, hey, I just want, can you just give me some ideas? Or if we're out and I say, well, yeah, I think that and that looks nice on you and these colors work well with those heels and that thing. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, I never would have thought to wear a green bandana with a yellow cape. I'd be like, see, it brought out your eyes, and then, you know, and they like it. So,
you could just be a personal stylist for women. How about that?
Indirectly, that's where I get those kind of calls to do. They say, hey, I'm trying to go out with my man. Can you just, I say, oh, yeah, do that and this and that. And again, I mean, it'd be different if they felt like I couldn't dress, and it, you know, but most, you know, in most of the cases I've been in, they like the way I dress, so my suggestions aren't really off. You know, I ain't gonna do nothing. It's only to uplift her anyway. That's what all of this comes down to. Never to, because some guys do that too. If they're insecure, they'll downplay their woman, and so that no other guys look at her. And they'll feed her, make sure they try to put on extra weight and everything. It's some crazy guys out here. So I'm never on that page. I'm just trying to create some energy is where I'm at with it.
Well, there you go. So we have a game that we like to play on Pop Life called the Hot Seat.
Okay,
I just ask you some rapid fire questions, and you have to tell me the answer off the top of your head.
I'm all for it. Let's.
All right, here we go. So, what is your favorite female body part?
Oh, favorite? that's a good one. But no, honestly, I would say it has to be her. It gotta be her brain.
That was a good one. There you go.
If she can't think, we can't connect on any other level.
So if you were stranded on a deserted island, what are three things you must have?
Three things I must have? I want to say the internet, iPad, and I must clean clothes. I know, right?
Okay, so you're not eating on this island, I guess, or you just can't catch
it? I don't know. That's my point. If I got the internet, then I can order some food. I don't know. It might be that. I got to see. I'm trying to capitalize.
It might take 5 days to get it, but you'll get it.
Exactly. I didn't even think. See, you know where I'm at. I didn't think about no food. I thought my family and all that stuff. I've never been to an island. Clearly, I'm off.
So, who is your celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush?
Correct.
I would say I don't have one. Yeah, no celebrity crush for me.
Okay. Who would be most appealing? The good girl, nerdy girl, or like a funny girl, or do you like party girls?
A connected girl. This goes back to the brain thing. The woman has to, she got to be able to connect ideas very well.
Okay. When being intimate, do you prefer to dominate or to be dominated?
No, I would dominate. I'm an alpha male for sure.
Okay. So you don't like a woman to dominate you at all?
She can be aggressive, but she won't be dominating me. No, absolutely not. Aggressive, sure. Dominated, no.
Okay. So when it comes to women, what are three things you look for?
When it comes to women, I look for trust, loyalty, companionship.
Nice. So biggest turn on?
Biggest turn on, confidence.
And what about your biggest turn off?
Being thirsty. Or actually the polar opposite of confidence. I can't get with that kind of energy.
Right. So if you had 24 hours to live and you can be doing anything or anybody, no limitations, what would you be doing?
I would be with my closest loved ones. And we would probably be home somewhere. Eating is probably what we would do.
So now you're going to bring up the food. Not on the deserted island, but we're going to bring it. We're going to bring it if you only have 24 hours to live.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right. Well, thank you so much for answering those few questions that I had. Do you have anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
Just simply that any success that I've acquired at this point, I haven't done it alone. I have a lot of great people around me. And I hope that people don't waste another day not doing what they don't, you know, what doesn't make them happy. They should definitely go after it. Like today, they shouldn't wait, because your life changes when you do the thing you love to do, the thing that you're supposed to do. Your life changes immediately. Now, I don't mean you, I'm not saying you get a bunch of money in your bank, but your life, your perspective, your energy changes once you do the thing that you love and you're supposed to do. So that would be it.
Well, that's great advice. So London, in closing, can you share with our listeners your social media handles so I can make sure they can keep up with you?
Right. I'm at Real London Brown, at Real London Brown. That is where I am on everything. And I just joined Cameo, so I'm doing shout-outs, I guess, apparently.
Okay. So again, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. And listeners, make sure following London online so you can keep up with what he has going on and catch him on the season 5 of Ballers on HBO. And remember,
thank you.
Tune in to the Cool Kids Morning Show every week on Pop Life Radio, where pop culture lives. I'm Allison, and I'm out.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your energy.
Of course. I look forward to talking to you again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you kindly.
All right. You have a good week.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Yo, this is London Brown, a.k.a. Fat Reggie from HBO's Ballers, and I'm hanging with Allison on Pop Life Radio.
I just broke up with my ex. Now I'm out here single. I don't really know what's next. But I ain't even tripping on
coming from the right and the left, left, left. I just broke away with my ex. You're the one I'm feeling as I lay it on your chest. Good conversation got me holding my breath. I don't know what they say this, but goddamn, you're the best, best, best. And if it feels right, promise I don't mind. And if it feels right, promise I'll stay here all night. Just let me love you, you. Just let me love you.
Triple X law, okay. Ariana, my little mama. Goodbye to the good girl. My ex tripping is no biggie. I Tupac took her. I'm laid up with my new thing. She lay ahead on my new chain. Then the mood changed. My name changed from Lil Wayne to Ooh Wayne. Oh, law. She grinding on this grande. Oh, law. I'm drowning. I'm gonna need that Coast Guard. And when it comes to that new, I give her amnesia. She just looking for love. She said she's single and I'm her feature. Oh, my God.
But it's coming to you, baby.
Moonlight, baby.
Radio celebrating over 20 years of urban excellence.
I'm Young Bae from Black and Crew on VH1. I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Top Life Radio.
I'ma give it that.
Cardi B teases a new collab. Justin Bieber teases a new collab. Plus, we know how Selena Gomez feels about collabs. I mean, Becky G. Hey guys, it's Devontae for Hollywood Life, and today is National Girlfriend Day and Spider-Man Day. One of those are more important than the other. Comment below which one you think it is. For example, Tekashi69's girlfriend Jade was on social media today reminiscing about the time he sucked her toes in the back of a car. I'm not sure why she chose to share this moment on National Girlfriend Day, but whatever. And speaking of 6ix9ine, Halsey must have been inspired by his rainbow hair because she took to social media to show off her rainbow bangs. Don't you just love it when artists take their love for Skittles to the next level? Moving on to Justin Bieber, because the guy refuses to drop a song all by his lonesome. The singer recently made a buzz, featured on tracks with Billie Eilish and Ed Sheeran, and now after posting this photo hanging out with Kanye West, fans are convinced that a collab is in the works. One of the users went as far as to comment, "Release it and save the internet, please.
Stop it. Get some help."
Last time I remember these two being on a song together, it was the Runaway Love remix with Raekwon. But that was back when JB and Ye were dope. So a new collab, we'll see. But all right, enough of the Justin talk. Let's talk about his ex. Sorry, that was the easiest way to transition. So remember that whole thing where Becky G allegedly was shading Sel's verse on Taki Taki? Well, we're hearing exclusively that Selena thinks the whole ordeal over Becky's comments has been blown way out of proportion. Selena has no hard feelings for Becky and doesn't get what the fuss is all about. And I mean, come on, the two of them worked on Hotel Transylvania together. Now they're required to be friends forever. And speaking of forever, Becky G isn't really ready to think about that when it comes to her boyfriend Sebastian. Becky told ET they're not in a rush to say I do, saying, quote, everybody has their own timing. I think we have such a great dynamic that is only bound for great things, but at our time. So you hear that, Beyonce? Sebastian likes it, but he's gonna wait to put a ring on it, and that's okay. Hashtag millennials. But okay, enough of the mushy talk. Let's go back to the collab talk, because Cardi B has agreed to work on a new song with Anita under one condition. Anita has to be Culture's permanent nanny for free. Nah, she just wants the Latin singer to teach her Portuguese, to which Anita responded, easy, I taught Madonna too for our funk together. And last but not least, Ariana Grande just refuses to sit her ass down and take a break. She has a new song with Social House dropping tomorrow, and it's called Boyfriend. I'ma spill the beans right here. It's all about our fling that lasted a week. There, I said it. The cat's out of the bag and I feel so relieved, thank God. But all right, guys, hit the sub, like, and bell button. Follow me on social media at Devontae Chisholm and stick with us for all the latest.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
This is at Real London Brown from 8BO's Ballers. I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
Life Radio, where pop culture lives. Gotta have that pop. Dig it.
I'm Yo
Young Bae from Black and Crew on VH1. I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
What's up? It's your girl, Ashanti, and you are tuned into The Morning Show. They always have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. Yeah. It's crazy. I love The Morning Show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. Yeah. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car, roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in every day.
To say it's complicated, understatement of the year. Yeah. Well, maybe conflict made it the new flavor in your ear. Yeah. They know that I'm a problem. That's why everybody's scared. Yeah. Whatever doesn't kill you can make you an illionaire. Yeah. So turn the headphones up. Or make the windows roll up. I make your hands go up when I show up and I blow up till I'm full of weight. Hold up. Girl up in the mirror. Only when I fear her. You say you the realest. I told you I'm the illest. Sick. Hungry. Still hungry.
Take it or leave it. Baby, take it or leave it. But I know you won't leave it, cause I know that you need it. Look in the mirror, when I look in the mirror, baby, I see it clear, why you wanna be near. I'm not surprised, I sympathize. I can't deny your appetite. You got a fetish for my love. You hooked up my body. Take you over and under and twist it up like origami. I'm not surprised. I sympathize. I can't lie. Your appetite. You got a fetish for my love. I'll push you out and you come right back. Don't see a point in blaming.
I blame you cause it's all your fault. You're playing hard, don't turn me off. You acting hard, but I know you soft. You my fetish, I'm so ready. All these rumors being spreaded. Might as well go ahead and do it, cause they saying we already did it. How long Gucci if you ever need? Now be South Beach and the drop top team. Water diamonds, Aquafina. Just need you and
you
the blue bikini.
You got a fetish for my love. I push you out and you come right back.
Nicki Minaj prepares to get married. ASAP Rocky pleads not guilty. Plus, Cardi B teams up with Bernie Sanders. Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your hip-hop roundup, starting with Iggy Azalea because she paid $54 for a grilled cheese at a Vegas hotel and had the nerve to complain about it. Stop the music. Give me the one, please. Iggy girl, it's 2019. The second you saw the price of that grilled cheese was the second you should have pulled out the phone that you probably used to complain on Twitter with and used it to order some Uber Eats, Postmates, DoorDash. Need I continue? You didn't get scammed by the hotel. You are guilty of playing yourself. But okay, sorry, Iggy. Moving on to the real news. Like Lil Nas X finally breaking the record for most weeks at number one. The record was previously set by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men's One Sweet Day in 1996 and was nearing being beaten by Despacito in 2017. So congrats to LNX. He may have had to make about 50 remixes to reach this point, but I can't knock him for keeping the song semi-fresh throughout the climb. However, there was one person that he did refuse to work with, and that's Pete Buttigieg. The Daily Beast reports the rapper and the Democratic presidential candidate were supposed to collaborate for a live variety show earlier this week, but Nas X turned it down. He reportedly wasn't opposed to Buttigieg personally, but said he did not want to be seen as endorsing a particular candidate in the race. And speaking of rappers working with politicians, let's talk about Cardi B joining forces with Bernie Sanders. The two reportedly met on Monday to film a 2020 presidential campaign video aimed at young voters. CNN reports Bernie and Cardi spoke about a range of issues, including canceling student debt, climate change, and raising the minimum wage. Afterwards, Cardi posted this production still to her gram with a caption thanking Bernie and urging her fans to learn about the candidates in the upcoming election. To A$AP Rocky, because TMZ reports the rapper is pleading not guilty in Swedish court. A$AP's lawyers told the judge that Rocky was acting in self-defense and only laid hands on the guy because he felt his bodyguard was in danger. We'll keep you updated as this trial continues. Finally, let's talk about Nicki Minaj, because TMZ reports she and her boyfriend took a big step this week and acquired their marriage license. The site says Nicki and Kenneth tried to keep a low profile on Monday while traveling to the Beverly Hills courthouse. This is pretty interesting considering back in June, Nicki revealed she and Kenneth had already gotten their marriage license on Queen Radio. Maybe it just took a month to print it out. But all right, guys, hit the sub, like, and bell button. Comment if you like your grilled cheese with crust or not crust. And follow me on social media at Ali Stegnita.
Pop Life Radio, celebrating over 20 years of urban excellence. Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You put it work, yeah, baby, just lay right here. Speed down, got the green light. Boy, yeah. Anything you want me to, you know I'll do it.
Oh, anything that you want me to do.
Won't you be mine? Swear to mother hoes, girl, you got the green light. I'ma take you to Ibiza, run a visa. If I wasn't tryna hit it, girl, I'd be lying. Private suite, reservations for two. Laying with you under palm trees. Take it out, girl, you know I'm tryna text. Lay you on a bed while I sit the Bombay. Anything you want.
With my shirt open, open, on point, keep me so focused. You the type that I could grow with, girl, you the one, hope you notice it. And when it comes to the game, I'm the dopest. Ain't tryna rush, but you may be the closest to the realest that I seen in a while. Roll a plane, hold me down, do my thing, and you don't trip. So you know that
anything you want me to, you know I'll do it.
Oh, anything that you want me to.
Baby, 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 baby.
Oh, so-
listening to YULradio.com.
YUL listeners, thank you so much for listening on WATB 1420. And be sure to check us out 24 hours a day on your TuneIn app, Roku, and of course on YULradio.com.
Camila Cabello reacts to body shamers. Shawn Mendes apparently got ghosted by Billie Eilish. Ariana Grande might have a new boyfriend. Plus, are Katie Taylor and Selena making music together? Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your pop star roundup, starting with Selena Gomez, who's attending a birthday party for her friend's dog.
Okay.
To more interesting news, Selena's reportedly going to collab with Taylor Swift and, wait for it, Katy Perry. One of Taylor's biggest fans claims that she attended her secret recording session and there's a track about women's empowerment featuring the trio. Amazing, but I feel like it could use a sprinkle of Ariana Grande and Kacey Musgraves to make it a real smash hit.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, speaking of Ariana Grande, she seems to have a new boy slash friend who happens to be on her new single, Boyfriend, Social House's Mikey. Let me preface this reporting by saying we did have the exclusive a few days ago and even dropped some hints in a past roundup of videos, but we couldn't flat out say until we had something more solid.
You know what I'm saying?
However, it seems like other outlets got the scoop as well, because The Blast is reporting the two have been seeing each other for the past couple of months. However, the site also claims they're not exactly boyfriend-girlfriend yet. They're still figuring things out. But okay, on to Shawn Mendes. He recently did a Q&A in Nashville and revealed Billie Eilish never returned a recent text, and also what his next tattoo will probably be.
Yeah.
Okay, did Billie ever reply to your text?
She never did. I don't know. I think I want to get the word surrender, which is kind of the similar phrase to let go. Let it go and surrender to life being the way it is.
On to Camila, because she will not surrender to people body shaming her. Recall fans speculated Camila was going on an unfollowing spree on Twitter after stan accounts were shaming her body and her romance with Shawn. Well, now Camila wrote a lengthy letter to her Instagram story clapping back at Shamila haters, saying, "I haven't gone on social media at all with the conscious intention of avoiding things that hurt my feelings, but for a second I forgot while trying to find a pic to post about it being Havana's 2-year anniversary, and my eyes accidentally ran over a headline of people body shaming me." Camila goes on to say she immediately felt super insecure and worried over what the photos may look like, that cellulite was showing, and that she didn't suck in her stomach. Eventually, Camila got over it, revealing she's not going to let the airbrushed world of social media make her think that that's the new normal, ending her message with, "Girls, cellulite's normal, fat is normal, it's beautiful and natural, I won't buy into the BS today. Not today, Satan, and I hope you don't either." What a G. Quickly, also have to note that another X5H member isn't letting haters get to her. Recently, a fan threw shade at Normani, saying, "Every time I see Normani perform, I feel like she hasn't graduated Beyonce school yet." To which she replied, "Then don't watch."
You know what I'm saying?
But all right, hit the sub, like, and bell button for all the latest updates. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Allie Stegnita. And let us know what the greatest clapback of all time is in the
mic
comments
check,
below.
Mic check,
1-2-1-2.
Mic check.
What you gonna do?
Mic check.
Yay.
Mic check.
Yeah,
yeah. Ooh.
It's the mic check.
Ooh, yeah.
All day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Turn your radios up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.